I will tell you that the second letter of this letter. The letter is great, and I'm going to read it exactly because it's written by a policeman, and therefore it's written in policese, which
all
is
right,
great.
All right.
If I tell you that the least amazing thing about this letter is the man's surname, and that his surname is Shitto.
It isn't.
S-C-H-I-T-T-O. He says, please don't be tempted. I have suffered enough with the name. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Okay, so Jay Shitto has written to us from Makitahara Ranger Station, Wiluna, Western Australia.
So here we go.
I'll read the whole letter.
All right.
Although I haven't been over here for 20 years... That's this country. My relatives all listened to your show and insisted that I tell you about a game of football that took place a couple of years ago back home.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin Alan says he's written to you 6 or 7 times and says he will be racked off if I go get on at the first attempt.
Okay.
Anyway, this is what happened. Not only is he on at the first attempt, Alan, this is the best letter ever. The school at Wiluna, which is where he is the ranger in Western Australia, has only one football. The kids use it for Aussie rules, basketball, volleyball, and what you people call football. A local nuisance, I'm going to read this exactly as it's written, Kepto, an Aborigine alcoholic, was arrested for breaking into the school and stealing the television and the football.
Mm-hmm.
I, being the local ranger, had to escort Kepto to the nearest courthouse at Geraldton. With Kepto handcuffed to my seatbelt, we set off for the 600-mile journey to the courthouse. After a few hours, I felt a bit sorry for the prisoner and released his handcuffs. A big mistake. Travelling at 60 miles an hour over the rough desert, Kepto grabbed the football from behind the seat, opened the door, and threw himself out of the speeding car. I slammed on the brakes and brought the vehicle to a halt, half expecting Kepto to be a pile of broken bones at the trackside, only to find that he was a quarter of a mile behind, kicking the football in front of him. Like an idiot, instead of getting back into the truck and driving after him, I set off in foot in hot pursuit. Being 19 stone, I soon slowed down in the 100-degree sun. But the only feature in the vicinity were two Waluba bushes about 800 yards away. He must, I gathered, be hiding there surely.
Right.
Where's it so far?
I'm getting my seat.
As I got close to the bushes, I could smell him. Alcoholic Aborigines have a very distinctive perfume.
Right.
But I could not see him. Then I felt something tug at my belt. I spun around, and there was Kepto with my gun in one hand and the football in the other. Although he had not spoke a word during our trip from Wiluna, it now became apparent that we were now playing by his rules. He pointed the gun at my face, grinned like a madman, and said a single word, Maradona. This trigger-happy, alcoholic Aboriginal absconder wanted to play football. He had my gun. Who was I to argue? For the next three hours... I had to act as goalkeeper, using the Baluba bushes as goalposts, while he took pot shots at me. If I made a save, he would shout, Mulango! Mulango! And point the gun at me. By this time, I was absolutely exhausted. It's 100 degrees as well as 19 stone, and decided that a bit of psychology might get me out of my predicament. Hey, Maradona, I think you deserve a drink. I have some beer in the car, I shouted, at which point he took one last shot and collapsed on the ground. I approached him cautiously, then kicked the gun out of his hand. He was stone dead. There was no punchline, I'm afraid, except perhaps that he died a happy man playing football. Rangers 1, Aborigines 0. Could you say hello to Alan, Derek, Jean, Stewart and Deborah in Morley, West Yorkshire?
Good, yeah, come on, everyone.
I'm sorry, normally I read them up. I don't need to read that up, do I?
No.
The Aborigine fella takes his gun, makes him play football in the desert heat for 3 hours, shouting, Mulanga, Mulango.
Whenever he scores, and pointing a gun at him.
And pointing a gun at him.
We have never, ever had a football gunpoint story.
And a fella
dropped
dead.
That's without all the other
football
ingredients.
Yeah.
And he said Maradona.
Yeah, Maradona, and pointed the gun at him, and made him play football, as he says here, we are playing by his rules now.
I just thought I'd just think there's some kind of 25-minute film on Channel 4, you know. You think,
yeah.
That was a great little film. And it's based on a letter, a true letter.
And there's no reason for this to be any part of that, because it's written so succinctly.
No, it is
carefully.
From Jay Shitto, and his name is S-C-H-I-T-T-O. There's no other way around it.
He doesn't live in Burn.
Makitahara Ranger State in Wiluna, Western Australia, and his family have been urging him to tell that story for many years, and man, was that worth it.
Yeah.
That was like Armchair Theatre or something.
It's beautiful, wasn't it?
In the middle of
beautifully delivered, I thought.
Oh, beautifully, you know, delivered. But that is incredible. Well, that's in the back pocket. Okay, don't bother buying the Times.
Attention,
you know,
the Times.
That is what a group.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want the image of the great big copper, 19 stone, the sun beating down, the sweat pouring down his face, and the black coat, the gun in one hand,
man alive.
And the football in the other.
Yeah. Maradona.
All right, well, in the meantime, if you want to ring in for my little theme tune composition, the number's 0500.